The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me.
Welcome to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony, filling in for Sean Thompson, host of the hit show heard every Saturday, Black and Right Radio, from 12 to 3. I'm so honored to be sitting here anytime that Sean Thompson, Dan, or Amy, I'm able to fill in for them. I love it because that means I'm doing it during the week, radio during the week. So that's always exciting. There's so much to talk about today. We're going to get an update from Sean Thompson about what's happening down there in Florida. I hear he may be barefoot, I should say, with no shoes and things of that nature. So barefoot Sean Thompson, I don't even know if I want that picture in my mind, a barefoot Sean Thompson. There's so much to talk about today. And you're looking at, Joe Biden still looking for a congresswoman who's no longer with us today. I mean, I feel like you remember that that there's an audio with Barack Obama saying, "I wish I could," you know, was it Stephen Colbert? I believe it was Stephen Colbert saying, "Hey, we miss you." And Barack Obama goes into this how he would be able to do a third term. Listen to this and tell me if this is not happening today. Is it there? There we go. Uh-oh, it's not working. Here we go.
We missed you.
Thank you.
These last 4 years. Did you miss you? Did you ever look at something going on in the news and go, you know what the situation needs? Go Barack Obama.
I've said this before. People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, mm-hmm. looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, wow. I'd be fine with that, because I found the work fascinating.
I'm sure he did.
And ta-da!
I mean, it's like... That's what we're living that, you know. Before we continue with the show, let's keep the people of Florida in our heart, in our thoughts and our prayers, because what they're going through is I couldn't imagine. And that's one of the reasons why I personally wouldn't ever decide to move to a place where they're anywhere a hurricane. I'd rather deal with the tornado and the ground moving than dealing with a hurricane, because it leaves so much more devastating damage throughout its path. And so the host of this show is now on the line, barefeet Sean Thompson
from Elmwood Park.
Sean, what's up, brother? Thanks so much for letting me
sit. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for letting me sit.
I am not barefoot. They have Florida footwear on. There is footwear. The soles of my feet are covered, just not the tops. Because sexy feet down here is very desirable.
Oh,
and I like to deliver what, you know, the ladies like.
Yeah, so I heard you on the morning show today. I heard what you're saying, what was going down there. Has there been any change? I know your apartment is, building is flooded. Your car's flooded.
Well, my car is gone. My apartment was good. Condo's good. I lost the floor for a little while as the ocean decided to take over floor one. But I'm all right because, you know, I don't buy on floor one. I like to see things. I'm up high. I was just a little shorter during the flood. But my car was a fishing lure. But that's all right. I already got the wheels are in motion. I'm going to upgrade. You don't get me down. I upgrade now.
That's nothing wrong with that. You know, we got the troublemaker here sitting in studio with us today, too. So I wanted to bring him in. Bring
well,
him on the prime
funny.
Time.
Honey Bunny goes, we got Laverne on. I said, who's Laverne?
Oh, God.
She said, no. Verlon. I said, I think I like Laverne better. I think we're going to call him Laverne for the rest of the day.
Hey, guess what?
So many nicknames.
Honey Bunny can call me Susan, Trina. I don't care. You call me any name you want.
Yes. Yeah, hey, distracted with your name staring at that giant thing you call a head. But in the meantime, it's important to understand. You know, you're going to hear, I'm listening to it now. I'm in Florida. I'm driving to Tampa. I got a place to go in Tampa. And I'm listening to the news and the humdrum. There's already crews out. They've been out all day. They're already working. You know why? Non-union.
Yeah.
Non-union, baby. He already called the insurance companies down. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
The checks are going to be cut. They will rebuild. They will rebound. And they will do what I'm going to do with my already impressive sedan. Upgrade. And that's what you do. You don't go against the ropes. Oh, what am I going to do with this? Listen, you lived through it. It was very exciting. I had the lobby was raging like a waterfall.
Hey,
and
Sean,
you know, it's what you do. Rebuild, baby.
Was it a direct hit on Naples, or did the wall hit the eye hit Naples, or it was just the wall, the
if
hurricane
you
wall?
Listen to the news. I think the eye actually was a little further north, but I just drove through where they say it went.
Yeah.
But if you listen to what they were saying, it was not until, you know, maybe an hour and a half before when they were like, wait a minute, this thing made a sharp right. They had no idea. The cone of uncertainty was pointing north of Tampa originally. Then they were calling Tampa. Then they were calling, but you know what it really goes to show you? A, they don't know until the last minute.
That's true.
And they're looking at radar. They're looking at it. They got 52 different options. They have no idea. What it shows you is how just behind the times the so-called meteorologists, scientists, they have virtually no clue. And the other thing I'll tell you is, you know what you don't see on the road today? Not a fracking electric car. Not one! Because there is none. They don't work.
Well, I talked to you right before the storm hit, and you told me that you were okay. And when I heard your voice on the morning answer today, in the morning, I was like, okay, cool. He's all right. I don't need to call him and find out if he's okay. But, you know, we've talked about this for years, Sean, at your cigar shop. This is the reason why I couldn't let you talk me into buying some property down in Florida, man. I can't deal with hurricanes, typhoons, and all that type of stuff. I can't do it.
Even while it was hitting, I was on my lanai. I had storm shutters. And I had them half down and half open. I'm smoking a cigar. I'm watching this thing come in. I'm like, God, what's the big deal? And it wasn't the storm. The storm was terrible. It was the water afterwards.
Yeah, the aftermath.
First off, unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it turned our whole peninsula into the ocean.
Wow.
It was crazy, man. I mean, you didn't stand a chance.
Now, Sean, when I was state rep, I had an unfortunate opportunity to deal with two tornadoes, and it wasn't so much the tornado. I mean, what happened afterwards? The power down. I mean, the food. How's it? What is it like? What does it feel like to be in a state where there's a competent leader who's making sure people are being taken care of?
It's not just the competent leader; it's the competent citizens. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. I mean, there were people that had prepared for this. There is a grocery store called Seed to Table.
Uh-huh.
That is unbelievable. And if you ever come to Naples, Florida, you have to check it out. Now, this guy, it's like Vegas. He had generators and lights. There's people parked. It's like Great America. He cooks the food. You can buy all the food. It's insane. So he was up first thing today. And, you know, I had prepared. I had food and all that. But I'll tell you what you can never prepare for. The electric going out is survivable.
Yeah.
That's fine. When they shut the water off, which is something I didn't know that they did, I took a shower this morning. Great. Took a shower, freshened up, brushed my teeth, right? You can deal with anything. when you go to turn that faucet on, there's no water, then it's time to get the hell out of here.
That's true. That's true. But
you know, and I'll tell you how I rented a car. I went to a kid who I kind of knew. He did. I said, "How much for the car?" He goes, "What?" I said, "How much for the car?" He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I can't rent the car. I want to." He goes, "Oh, I got an extra car. No problem. Here, you can have it."
Oh, wow.
Listen, Sean,
how I'm driving up to Tampa.
I got some advice for you, Sean. Invest in Arizona. Same weather.
Oh, boy.
No natural disasters. I know you don't like it because it's the desert.
That means like Guadalajara. It's run by the cartels. Are you out of your mind? It's too good looking to be kidnapped.
I was just there. They don't mess with you.
Swim.
Yeah.
Did you? I got Sir Williams. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Man.
Did you run out of cigars?
Focus on how fast they rebuild.
Yeah.
And focus how little help they need from the federal government.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to see the difference.
Yeah.
Nobody down here needs anything. There's already crews working. The insurance companies already set up kiosks at the direction of DeSantis. I don't know if you saw his speech today.
Yeah, I did.
But check it out.
I did. And go ahead, Sean.
No, that's how you do it. Get in here. Do what you said you were going to do. Let's get things back up and running.
Yeah.
We'll be up by Sunday.
And you know, I saw a video. Because sometimes, you know, the media, they can portray it one way. But when you get a person who's there, who sees it, who is feeling it and is going through it, it's a totally different perspective. You know, you haven't run out of cigars, have you?
No, I always have a backup. And, you know, everyone makes fun of me. I said, listen. As long as I got two boxes of cigars, there's very little that can really disrupt me. And I was having a good time until they shut the water off. But I got the remaining cigars in my little overnight bag,
yeah.
And I'm going to go spend my time in Tampa, and I may broadcast from there, I don't know. But, you know, that's what you do. You get around and you survive. You don't lay on your belly like some little girl, help me, save me, get the hell up and do something.
So, Sean, I saw that there was a video of some fish and sharks. It brings new meaning to sleeping with the fishes, doesn't it?
Well, you know, that's my wife is terrified of the sharks.
Yeah.
Terrified. And I drag her in there. You got to see, it's hysterical. She's screaming and everything. So there were sharks on the street, and she was texting, "Are you crazy?" Because, I got her out of here when I thought it was going to come. And I said, "Oh, you're worried about them in the ocean. You're worried about them on the street. It's always about the shark. We beat the shark. Don't worry. Shark didn't bite anybody in downtown Naples. He got ran over by a Bentley. Good for him."
Wow. Well, Sean, you take it easy. You be safe, brother. Stay dry. Stay dry, brother.
You too. Thank you for helping out, man. I really appreciate it. Verlon, don't break the show, you big dummy.
Listen, Sean, we're not going to break the show. But
all
listen,
right,
I am the troublemaker, so we will be talking about a few issues that I know for a fact that you're not going to agree with.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Take it easy, Laverne.
Laverne,
it's mic off.
Thanks, Sean. Oh, man, Laverne, you got so many nicknames now. Laverne, Red Velvet.
That's okay. I like Laverne.
Yeah.
Well, I like Laverne.
It was so good to hear from Tom.
Red.
Red Velvet. Good to see Sean in good spirits. You're listening to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony. He's Verlon. We'll be right back.
This is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony, filling in for Sean Thompson, who's, as you guys just heard, I mean, he's in good spirits. In spite of everything that he's having to endure down there in Naples, Florida, he lost his car. He's gone. He's already out shopping for a new one. You heard him. I'm going to upgrade. You should have played, isn't that a song called Upgrade, Upgrade, or something like that? Come on, Pistol Pete, you should know this.
Sexy as a devil, even in a high-pitched voice, that's right.
What's those beady eyes for, Verlon?
Well, you know, Sean's got the money, so if you got the money, you want to keep on rebuilding,
right.
Go right ahead. I don't have the money to do that.
Right,
but I want to say thank you, Pete, for playing John's true.
Oh, come on, cool.
True pick.
That's not my true pick. Whatever.
It should be.
We're not going to go there. Let's open up the phone lines. 312-642-5600. Give us a call on the Sean Thompson Show. 312-642-5600. Let's go to the phone line. Miss Marie from Kenosha. Welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hi, I just wanted to say I'm just so happy that I'll be hearing both of your voices for hours, just like on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I am very happy that Sean's okay.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago on your Saturday afternoon show, Black and Right, put a plug in there again.
Thank you.
You were talking about how some people say that you sound black, and I tried to call in to say you never sounded black.
Well, yeah, we had a guy from Rockford who said that I use Ebonics, and I had to explain, you know, all of the head injuries that I've experienced in my life. And he has no idea why there are certain words I can't enunciate. And he says that I sound like I'm black. So, no, I'm from Rockford. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Verlon, I had called in like over a month ago or whatever. You weren't in. And I had said, well, Verlon's not in, so I'll have to call in and I'll have to be the troublemaker.
Thank you.
I said, I got to get you in trouble with Dan. Can you send me some of his 120 life?
Yeah. So what did you try it? 120 life?
Oh yeah, I already had some. I think.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah. It is very delicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would agree. Miss Marie, thanks so much for calling us. We got to go to another call, but I really appreciate you. Thanks so much. All right.
Thank you. You all take care. I love the songs that you play.
Thank you. Well, that's Sean Thompson music, though. You know, let's go to Craig from Mount Greenwood. Craig, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I've talked to you a number of times when you're coming in pinch hitting for like Dan and Amy, or for Dan, like with Amy and things like that.
Yeah. You called my show.
Now, you're a good pinch hitter, but I'll tell you what, there's nothing like our slugger, Sean. You know what I mean? Hey, listen.
What's up?
So I'm just trying to figure out, this media is so rotten and disgusting, of unfair and everything. You see all these things going on with Biden over and over and over and over. What's it going to take for anybody to step up? And what's going to happen? I mean, this guy is clearly not in charge of his faculties, and you were spot on when you opened up the show talking about, there's somebody back there behind the curtain pulling those strings and talking, and you know, it's nuts what's going on in our country.
Yeah, I mean, you listen. You have to be blind and deaf to not see that this guy is not in control of this country. When you look at everything that's happening across this country, I mean, he's not there. He's not all there at all whatsoever.
There's nobody talking. Nobody says anything about it. Nobody in the politicians. Nobody in the media. I mean, it's nuts. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, especially when they said Trump was not fit to be in office. He was not healthy. He ate all his McDonald's and things of that nature. But they won't say a word about this president. And this is a senior, and this is elder abuse, in my opinion.
Well, we all know that they're hypocrites. But the overall agenda is they're using him.
Yeah.
To get whatever they want passed into law.
Yeah.
So that's it. They don't care. And they're going to always shoot at us and tell us we're wrong. But they're the ones that's ruining this country.
Yeah, but you know what? What I fear the most? Who's behind them? Kamala Harris, the vice president. Wait, stop and think about that. She's next in line to be, if anything was to happen to this president, Kamala Harris will become the president of the United States. She will become POTUS.
But you know what? Just take in solace that if she was to be president, oh man, she's going to be way easier to beat. I mean, women hate her.
Yeah.
Black women hate her. Men just look at her like you're just so stupid. I don't know who's stupider, her or AOC.
Stupid is and stupid does.
Yeah.
Let's go really quickly. Let's go to Jim from Chicago. Jim, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. And just a note of thanks to you, the folks at Black and Right, Sean Thompson, Dan and Amy, and everybody for broadcasting the truth every day.
Thank you.
So we're gonna help Sean out here. There's a song out there called Fancy Like. The singer's name is Walker Hayes. And there's a line in the song where he says, every now and then when I get paid,
I
got to spoil my baby with an upgrade.
That's it.
okay, Oreo shake, Bourbon Street stuff. So Sean is upgrading. He's going to spoil his honey bunny with an upgrade. And I'm glad to hear he's doing okay. And I was listening to him a couple of days ago. He said he was going to do Lieutenant Dan on this hurricane. And it sounds like he did just that. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Jim. Yeah, he's right. Yeah. You know, it's something else, Valon. Hey, you listening to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony. He's Valon, the troublemaker. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the petri dish of corruption known as the state of Illinois,
to the upper Midwest, the nation, and around the world.
This is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The answer. AM 560. The answer.
Uh oh. My man. That's what I'm talking about, Pistol Pete. Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm the host of Black and White Radio, heard every Saturday from 12 to 3. Valon is over there, you know, sulking in his defeat between, was it Marvin Gaye and George Michaels?
Yeah.
You know, Valon, you recall what has happened with our nation, with our country, when it comes to Facebook, Twitter, censoring people. And so there's a bill, Senate Bill 2992. That wants to deal with this, but it's also basically a reform of antitrust laws in our government, right? Now, you know what antitrust laws, stop allowing monopolies for different companies. You know, I personally believe Amazon, Apple, I believe they're already a monopoly because Google's buying up everything. They have everything. And so there's a senator, Senator Amy, what's her name? Senator from Minnesota, right? She's introduced this bill to basically go after these big tech companies. But there's another avenue that we can do this. We can do this and we can tackle these big tech companies through Section 230. You know, where and personally, I think now these tech companies are acting like we should do what we do to utility companies. I know that was something they were thinking about doing in Congress. I know Josh Hawley has been bandying that about. But we have to do something. We do have to rein in these big tech companies. But I don't believe, because if we want to break the internet, if you pass Amy Noblecloud, whatever her name is, I don't even know how to
Amy,
say it. Like,
Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar. How did I forget her last name? I went.
She's nobody to think about anyway.
Yeah, but people like Senator, like her, are very dangerous. She's the one that's always in the background making sure legislation is passing. And, you know, I'm so ecstatic. Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, you know, but you got Senator Mike Braun from Indiana. He's thinking about voting for her bill.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And he's a businessman.
Well, hopefully he doesn't vote for it because the people of Indiana will kick him out. And you have to make sure that you watch what these bills are. I was a former legislator. There are always those poison pills. There's always those Trojan aspects that get inserted into bill. On the face of it, it looks like, oh, yeah, this is a good bill. This is something that we can vote for. This is something that looks good and that our state or our federal government needs. But that Trojan aspect of it, once it's passed.
Explain exactly
people,
what it is.
Because people don't read the actual language of the bill. Remember Nancy Pelosi? We'll know what's in it once we pass it. So I wanted to bring on someone to really explain what this bill, Senate Bill 2992, what it was, what it will actually do, and why it's important for the voters to understand what their senators are voting for and how do we defeat it. So Jessica Malugan from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, she's the director of the Center for Technology and Innovation. I wanted to bring her on to discuss what this bill is about, and is it really about taming big tech, Jessica?
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. It's pretty good intro music, you guys.
Thank you.
Don't get that kind of pumped up music to talk about tech stuff.
Hey, we from the shot. That's how we roll up here.
Yeah, so I think you've really kind of hit upon something with this bill. You know, I think most people on the right who are upset and concerned about big tech are really upset about the speech questions, the censorship questions, the content moderation questions. And, you know, we as a country should have that conversation. That's a very legitimate concern. But unfortunately, this Klobuchar bill kind of takes advantage of that anger, but it really doesn't deal with those issues in a beneficial, direct way. This bill, whatever they're marketing it as, just looks like good old-fashioned bigger government meddling in business decisions. And, you know, this type of expanded antitrust regulation is just regulation.
Right.
So I think that the instincts for people on the right, you know, if it hadn't been for sort of the confusing it with the speech stuff and the fact that there is a lot of anger about big tech, would, you know, would have just reflexively just say, no, we don't want this. We don't want to grow the Federal Trade Commission. We don't want to make more red tape for companies. And like you said, you know, you really risk kind of breaking a lot of the services that everyone enjoys on the internet.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever the problem is, I would say this is not a good solution.
Right.
And it's going to do a lot more harm than good.
So would you say that we're dealing with what we're dealing with here is a major shift in how we look at antitrust law?
Yeah, it's a huge expansion of what those laws, you know, in the U.S. for the last 40 years, under the Reagan administration, we reformed antitrust law, and we decided at that time as a nation, and the courts agreed, we're going to be concerned about consumer welfare. So if something is hurting consumers, you've got an antitrust case. If you can't prove consumer harm, you don't. What you probably have is government bureaucrats meddling, or maybe you have lesser competitors that are trying to use the power of the government to beat up on the leader. We wanted to get all of that out of antitrust law, and we decided, listen, this is about protecting consumers. And so with that in mind, you have a really hard time explaining to me how breaking Amazon Prime services is going to be beneficial to consumers, right? You have a really hard time proving that this bill, which would prevent companies from preferencing their own services on their own platform. So a good example of that is, let's say you use Google search and it wants to show you, and you know, you're visiting wherever, I'm visiting Chicago and I want to know where to get a good piece of pizza. I might Google that and it would show
Pequod's.
Me a Google map.
Make sure if you're ever in Chicago, you got to go to Pequod's. You got to go to Pequod's.
Let's say, let's say you were unavailable and I had to Google it. This would stop Google from showing me like a Google Maps version of where my pizza options are. And that's really convenient, right?
Yeah.
We take advantage, like we just take those things for granted now that it's going to show you a map and you can see reviews. But now Google says, oh, well, if those services are also Google services, I might get in trouble for putting them at the top of the search results.
Wow.
And, you know, that's great news for competitors to Google, but that's not great news for those of us who rely on those services.
Yeah.
You know, another example is Amazon has their own in-house brands, generic brands that are often at a better price point, very important now as a lot of people are struggling in this economy. It's great to have those lower price batteries or packets of socks or whatever you're doing. And this would stop Amazon from putting those results up with the other results when you search its platform. So again, this is hurting consumers, and the idea that some people on the right have kind of gotten sucked in because they think it's beating up on big tech.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is you're also beating up on your constituents.
And
I think
and
the
Jessica,
more people understand that, the more cautious they're
going to be. And also giving you think about this, the Federal Trade Commission, you're saying to the Federal Trade Commission, you now have control over American businesses. Is that the way we should do it? How will that hurt businesses if the Federal Trade Commission now has complete control over how they, especially their online services?
Yeah, I think most people on the right understand that people know better what to do with their businesses, where those businesses are, and they don't need to be taking instructions from Washington, D.C. bureaucrats. And nothing changes just because this is big tech, I can promise you. And, you know, as far as, again, the speech stuff, the people who are in charge of the Federal Trade Commission are not going to be any champions of protecting conservative speech, I can assure you.
Yeah.
They are left of left.
Right.
So if anyone thinks there's going to be like a sideline benefit like that, I think it would be the last thing they would ever do. But it is going to grow the regulatory body in D.C., and we're all going to pay the price for that. I mean, we know how this story goes, right? The more power you put in Washington, the worse things get in the business community. And it's the last thing we all need right now.
Now, how do we educate the voter? What do we give to the voter? Where can the voter find information about this bill, 2992? And how should they reach out to their senator? Because it's in the Senate at the moment. What's the grassroots effort to stop this bill?
Well, I always tell people, you know, listen, everyone has busy lives and kids to raise and jobs to work and things to do. But if you can take a little time, read up on this, educate yourself. And then if you feel like this is something you want to reach out to your elected representatives, that's what makes this country great, right? We all get a say. So you can find out lots of information about this on our website, which is DEI.org. Written about it a lot, as of my colleagues. And if you just take a little time to get up to speed about what's really in that bill, which, like you said, might be more than some elected officials voting on it have done,
yeah,
you'll be in a great position to have an informed opinion.
Yeah, and I have a huge listening audience from northwest part of Indiana. And Mike Braun, he probably really needs to take heed and listen to his constituents, because, I mean, the left's always trying to initiate some leftist progressive socialist agenda, and we have to be on the lookout for this, and they hide them in bills just like this, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is really just about growing big government and beating up on businesses, and even whatever your beef might be with these tech companies on political issues, that's not what this is set up to do.
Section 230.
This is about growing power in Washington. Right. That's a right, and we can have that separate conversation. You know, that's those are legitimate concerns, but that's not what this is, as much as they're trying to push it that way. So, you know, I think maybe politicians with pretty good instincts on this normally would really appreciate some constituent support, and they need cover too. So, you know, I always tell people, the more you learn about it, then I can't tell you what to think, but I can urge you to take some time to think about it.
Yeah, I know I have personal interest in this. YouTube completely deleted my channel because they said I violated so many community standards. Who decides what those community standards are? They do. I mean, there's no really real recourse. And this is why Ronald Reagan says, what did he say about the words? I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Anytime the government gives itself more power, run.
Well, I think that's what you have to keep in mind with a bill like Klobuchar's. This is a huge expansion of power in Washington, and we all know that doesn't end up well for any of us.
I agree. Jessica, I hope I didn't butcher your last name. If so, Jim gave me the enunciation of your last name, Jessica Malugan.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
Sounds like me. I would turn around if you yelled it, so we'll call it good.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. I have to have you on my show as well, Black and Right Radio. It's on Saturdays, because I there's a lot more I would love to discuss about this with you, because we have to awaken the electorate, because so many in the electorate really don't understand, you know, how the sausage is made in the halls of Congress and in the halls of their state legislative bodies, and we have to educate them.
Well, I think the more people know, like I said, the more people understand how it all works, the better decisions we can all make. That's good for everyone.
Jessica, Director of the Center for Technology and Innovation at Competitive Enterprise Institute, thanks so much for joining us on the Sean Thompson Show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much. You're listening to The Sean Thompson Show. We'll be right back.
Marxists, socialists, and communists are not welcome on The Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
All right. Pistol Pete, you know my music. See, this is not Sean Thompson's music right
now. Now we talking, baby.
This is not Sean Thompson's music. Yourself before you wreck yourself. Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. Pistol Pete, you're not squirrel hands to me, Pistol Pete. You Pistol Pete for me.
That's right.
You know.
That's a little Dos Effects. What you know about Dos Effects?
You weren't even born, probably, Pistol Pete, when Dos Effects came out. Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony, filling in for Sean Thompson. And it was Todd Young who was thinking about voting for that Senate Bill 2992. Not Braun. Braun is totally set against it, so. I wanted to make that correction.
Ooh, I'm happy now.
I know, right? Let's go to Tom from Blue Island. Welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hey guys, how you doing? I met you both last year at Freedom Fest. Yes. Redline, how you doing, my friend?
I want to answer your question because I won't let you say it first, but I told John, please let me answer Tom's question.
Go ahead, pose the question.
I got
Tom.
A question for you guys, and it is: who did better yesterday getting coverage by the hurricane? Was it Kamala Harris saying that our ally in the East is North Korea, or was it Joe Biden giving credit to a congresswoman and asking her to come up on stage who was tragically killed in a car accident a month ago? What's your guys' vote?
Well, Joe Biden, you got to give him a pass because he doesn't have it up there.
There you go. No, wait.
He's a mental patient. He doesn't have it anymore. He has an excuse.
So why is he president?
Wrong. Because they stole the election. That's why he's president. He's a puppet. He's doing everything. And he's being used to get their agenda across. Now, Kamala Harris is just stupid. That's it, period. She's just stupid.
No. You don't do this right here.
So many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie.
Wait,
here? Where's Jackie?
No,
I didn't think she was going to be here.
He's done.
You shouldn't be president of the United States. How do you not know this? Top of mind. I saw KJP. Oh, it was at top of mind. They come out with words to defend their stupidity all the time. She was at the top of mind. No, this lady is no longer with us. This congresswoman is no longer with us. How is the president of the United States? That's cognitive decline. Where's the people talking about Amendment Number 25? You listening to the Sean Thompson Show? We'll be right back.
This is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I said, this looks like a job for me.
Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony, filling in for Sean Thompson. Sean is okay. He's in good spirits. He's got, what, I think he said 2 boxes of cigars, so that makes life grand and life happy. He's using a friend's car down there. They probably just met the guy, too. You know Sean. And his car's underwater, but he's in good spirits. So, Sean, thanks so much for allowing myself and the troublemaker to sit in for you. Vellant, listen, okay, I'm going to try to, before we get into the topic that you want to go into, I just read an article, and it said that the U.S. Senate passed another stopgap measure, right? Will our federal government ever pass a real budget? Will they? Because, yeah, right. It's so hilarious and clownish. Because, Vellant, when was the last time we actually passed a real budget? They're doing this whole stopgap measure, and guess what? Guess what was in it? $12.3 billion to send to Ukraine again. We spent how many billions of dollars have we sent to Ukraine? Close to 100? Mm-hmm. 100 or so? When we have soldiers who are dying, who serve this country, fighting their demons, we want to still continue to send money over to Ukraine? We have issues here. You got people who can't pay for their medication, have to decide between medication and food. And we continuously, Ukraine, I'm getting so flustered by seeing us continuously take care of America first. I said this time and time again. When you're on an airplane, what does the flight attendant tell you to do if the plane is going down, when the oxygen dropped out? What's the first thing they tell you to do?
Buckle up.
No. What do they tell you to do when the oxygen mask thing falls down?
Put on your oxygen mask. Right. And
wait, they tell you to put what on first? You put it on you first, right?
Yeah, of course, because you can't help anybody else if you don't help yourself.
Can we fix America and all of America's problems first? Before we decide to go send money over to a country? Remember, Ukraine was all bad when Trump was president. Mm-hmm. But now, because they have all this dirt on you and your son, Joe Biden, are we living in La La Land? Vlad, I'm asking you.
You in your mode today, so I'm shutting up. Listen, you know, it's not just that they have the goods on Joe Biden. Most of the politicians that we don't talk about have their hand in the cookie jar. It's just a way for them to create a slush fund so everybody can get paid.
Well, we found that out, right?
Yeah.
And this has been happening for decades. You send money to a foreign country, then you send your relative, your friend over there to sit on a board to get paid. Come on, man. And we are allowing it to happen as the electorate. We are allowing this to happen because we continue to send the same bozos to D.C. and to our state legislative houses. When will this end?
It won't, because they'll keep you distracted with social issues. You know, most people, they are one issue voters.
Yeah.
And they'll keep on saying, well, this issue matters to you, so we'll cater
but
to
I'm
this
flustered
one or
with
that
it.
One. They don't care about the money. People think that money should flow from the government into people's pockets anyway.
Yeah.
That's how we're pre-programmed.
Yeah.
You know, I've got friends that they listen to me rant and rave like you're doing right now, and they shut up and they listen. And you know what they say?
What?
But what about me? When do I get cut in? Where's mine?
Yeah.
You've heard all of that before.
I have. I've seen it.
So that means they don't care unless they get cut in.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
See, I'm not like Sean. I don't think every politician is a crook. Or what do you call them? Whores?
Political whore.
Whores.
Ta-da!
Whores.
You're a Democrat.
Right, probably. No. I used to be a Democrat. But I don't think they're all crooked on the take. There are some that are. You cannot deny that. There are some people that even some Democrats who are not into what Sean calls them political whores. Yeah.
But it's not enough for them.
Yeah. It's not enough. But you know why they continue to be there?
Why?
Because the electorate are like sheep. They put their head down and all they want to do is eat. They're not paying attention. And then you have some of them. Most of Americans don't pay attention because they're trying to raise their family. They're trying to make life do for themselves. And they don't pay attention. And so right before the election, which we're dealing with right now, the midterm elections, the hand that feeds people is out right now.
Yeah.
And people now are looking up because they want to eat.
Yeah, my ex is the same way. She only paid attention. She only paid attention, because we're not together anymore. That's why I said ex.
We don't want to know about your dating life.
4 months before the election, she listens to the Democrats pump her up
and
sell her on that dream.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just how people are. I try to talk about politics at work. These people do not care. They put their head down and they go to work. And just like you said, they try to feed their family. We've talked about this many times before. People do not pay attention.
Well, guess what? Wake up. All you people that call yourself woke, you're not woke. You're sleepwalking. You think you're woke. You're acting as if you're getting up, you're walking around, but you're asleep. You're asleep at the wheel, and these people are taking advantage of you because they may take care of your one issue.
Right.
Wake up.
Right.
I'm let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Meg from Evanston. Meg, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Happy to hear you, John Anthony. I would see you when you were in Springfield. I worked in the charter network for a long time, charter schools.
Yes.
Yeah, love your, and I'm so excited to hear you so fired up and transparent and honest about this issue. It's more than one issue. You named it. It's more than one issue.
Yeah.
And my final comment, enough for Ukraine.
Yes.
Enough. Has anybody gotten them to the peace table? N-O.
Yeah.
Period. They don't want it. It's their war, their cover up. Thanks for taking my call. Great to hear you.
Thank you, Meg. So much. So grateful to hear you as well. Let's go to Jim from South Elgin. Jim, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show. I got to calm down. That's why I'm taking calls.
That's okay. Listen, it's good to be all fired up and pumped up, man. It helps drive people.
I think my inner Sean is coming out right now.
There you go. Well, that's good. Anyways, a couple things. First of all, out here in Bartlett, I'm seeing a lot of divorce signs, a lot of Bailey signs, and very, very few Democratic signs, very few. And there's a lot of people out here that normally are more liberal, but I think people out here are tired of it. And also, I saw a little blurb where Trump was basically offering to intercede and talk to both Russia and Ukraine, because he's the kind of guy that could negotiate a nice diplomatic end.
And you think really Jim, you think they'll let that happen? I doubt it.
Well, you know, he could be like John Kerry and just go behind their backs.
Yeah.
That's what John Kerry did.
Well, then he'll be a violation. They'll put him in chains. They're going to put you back in chains. That's what they'll definitely do for Donald Trump, Jim.
Well, I don't think it's, you know, it wouldn't be illegal for him to talk to him. I mean, it's not like he's, he's a former president. He knows him.
Yeah.
You know, he can have a conversation. He's not acting as a diplomat of the United States. He's simply acting as a former president. and like, American
Richardson,
citizens.
Like Richardson, like Jesse Jackson, like Dennis Rodman, all these individuals. But, exactly. But none of their name ends with Trump, so that's why they will definitely find a way to find something that he violated, Jim.
Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see that happen, but we'll stay tuned. To this.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for calling us, buddy. Let's go to, I agree with this. Steven from Arlington Heights. You're right. I don't think it's 20 points. I think Darren Bailey's within striking distance. I think Tom DeVore is winning this attorney general race.
I hope you're right, John. Verlon, thank you guys for taking my call. I noticed this when I saw a poll come out, Pritzker +9. So Bailey was +15 in the primaries, Real Clear Politics average, which is pretty reliable. He wins the primary by 42. That's not normal. Yeah. There are a lot of people south of I-80 that I think the quote-unquote expert polls are missing. To have an error by that margin, I mean, you're talking, what, almost 30 points? That's impossible. There are so many people south of I-80, in my opinion, that are flat-out pissed.
Yeah.
Because think about who's living south of I-80. Darren Bailey and the farmers, guys like that. You think we're struggling with inflation? That's where the money starts. Yeah. You know, is with those guys on the farm. So, you know, I just think this is another situation. This is a winnable race, by the way. I know that the quote unquote power rankings have it as like safe Democrat.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know about that, man. I think there's a real opportunity here.
All right. So thank you so much for calling, Steve. We got to go. But listen. There's things people. The polls are not picking up. They're not picking up those kids who never had graduations the last 2.5 years. They're not picking up those mama bears because they're not taking them. They're not answering the polls. I'm telling you, I don't think the big red wave, because I think voters can become complacent sometimes. I do think that there may be a slight, you know, tidal wave maybe. But if we don't get out there, a tsunami, but if we don't get out there and vote these bums out, and I hate to use that word because, you know, I don't use those type of adjectives to describe people. But
bum.
I know, right? Oh, there it is. You got me on my own thing. Bum is a good one, though. But we have to wake up these people. The Supreme Court, we're going to talk to Colonel Larry Kafish in the third hour. The Supreme Court for the state of Illinois is so important. Nobody's talking about it. If we win the Supreme Court, the Attorney General, and the Governor's Office, especially the Attorney General's and the Supreme Court, we win those two races, Illinois changes, and that's why I'm optimistic. We'll be right back.
Call Sean now. 312-642-5600. AM 560. The Answer.
You can agree on some Snoop.
Welcome back, as I got my Valon space glasses
on.
Valon's got some space glasses. Oh, I got. If you're watching through the feed, I know Facebook just went down, but we're still up on Rumble on the Sean Thompson Show. Please go over there and share it to all these social media platforms. But, you know, Valon, I had to calm down.
I think you look better in my glasses than me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because your hair's so big, though. That's why.
Right, right.
You know?
Come on, man.
These where you get these from, Valon?
Those are designer glasses I got from South Lake Mall.
No, but Valon, I think what really got me there is I'm thinking about, I had a lot of conversations with normal people, regular people, just people that are trying to make it through life. And when you see us continuously sending money to places that we once deemed the most corrupt country over there, and you see a person having to, look, people that listen to this show right now, probably driving in their car, filling up $3-4, some depending on where you're at, having to decide between that medicine, and we're still sending that. How about take care of us first? What's wrong with taking care of Americans first?
Well, you know what? How I think, let's take the long view. All of these heads of state will be friends again, and it'll be somebody other country that's war torn that they're going to do the same thing, rinse and repeat. Nothing's going to happen to Putin. Nobody's going to talk about both of those governments being corrupt.
Right.
Ukraine will be part of the United Nations sooner or later. So it's all a game. Black ops are getting paid.
You mean NATO?
NATO, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
You think that's going to happen?
It's all fungible. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
But Valon, I was on TikTok and I saw this. There was a police officer responding to a soldier.
who was on the side of the road. And when I see stuff like this, when I see this man that's in power in the White House, and I hear this, now let me set the scene. Mm-hmm. Police get a call. Oh, I think the police, there was a vehicle on the side of the road. The police come up, and I want you to hear the voice and the struggle that this soldier, a man who sacrificed so much for this country, and these are the, he's fighting those demons that we all have. And I want you to hear the pain in his voice. Here we go.
What's going on, boss? What's going on?
The motherfucker with the VA hotline.
Okay.
For suicide.
All right. Hey, well, I got you, man, all right? What branch you in?
Army.
All right, hey, my name's Kyle. All right, we'll help you out, all right, bud? I'm here with you, all right? I'm going to send an ambulance over here to us, okay? All right, bud? Hey, no, hey. If I send you, it's nothing on you, okay? State of Connecticut covers that, all right? Can we step out of the car, boss? Just so we can talk? Hey, 20.
Hey,
come in the front of your truck, bud.
Hey, 20.
You're in the pain.
Starting an ambulance to the 68 off ramp eastbound. I'm with a vet who's on the suicide hotline.
Okay.
Sorry, man. Hey, everything on you?
No.
Okay, is everyone checking?
Cool.
Listen to
the deployment fund.
One.
Okay, dude. It's a tough time for everyone in your position, all right? Relax, though. Hey, I'm here with you, okay?
And after hearing that, I'm supposed to be concerned about what's happening in Ukraine when our own very own American soldiers are having to deal with this 22-23 suicides per day, and you want me to be concerned about what's happening over in Ukraine, Russia? I care about what's happening here in America.
22-23
suicides a day. You didn't see the 22 push-up challenge?
No.
It was a 22 push-up challenge because that's what they're saying. 22 soldiers commit suicide. Wow. Think about that. And we're concerned about what's happening over there.
Well, you know, me and my daughter was downtown this past weekend, and you should see all the groups supporting Ukraine lined up. You couldn't walk downtown without seeing them. They had yellow and blue. Is that their colors? Yellow and something?
Yellow and gold or yellow and bluish?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Gold and blue.
Yeah, gold and blue. That was their color.
Now, you know, suicide is something that's near and dear to me. You know, we're losing so many people. We're losing so many people. Our young people are losing it. This has affected me in more ways than I can even tell you right now, that I'm still being affected by this as I speak right now. We're losing so many of our young people to suicide because we've allowed these educational institutions to indoctrinate our kids, and we've allowed so many things to dictate what it means to be a kid. You and I, Villon, we rode our bikes. I went rolling down hills when I was young. Hmm. You know, that was what was fun. Not sitting. We had Atari, but we didn't have the graphics and things of that nature. We didn't have a handheld computer in our hands to have everything at the world in our hand.
Right.
We got to do something about this. We got to fix what ails America. And Republicans, if you're listening, talk about these issues. This is what's affecting people. Don't get caught up in the box of abortion and things like that, especially if you're here in Illinois. None of that matters. People are losing their freaking minds.
You're right.
Wake up, Republicans.
The children are our future. That's the truth.
We'll be right back.
This is the Sean Thompson Show, where Democrats are always wrong, Republicans are seldom right, and politicians are never, ever to be trusted. On AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
All right, Pistol Pete jamming today.
Sounds like B96 music.
Wait, you lost your black card a long time ago, so you should probably like this. Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony, filling in for Sean Thompson. If you guys heard the first hour of the show, you heard that Sean Thompson, he's in good spirits.
got a couple, got two boxes of cigars. So I think that's all he needs. He probably wouldn't even need food, just cigars.
Yeah.
Right? And he'll be okay.
I can't wait till he gets back. We're going to get into it at the cigar shop. Yeah. I can't wait.
You know, sorry about my rant, but, you know.
I was going to say, man, look, you told me to bring it earlier, and you're all fired up. You're bringing it, man.
I know. Let's go back to the phone lines. Joe from Willow Springs, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. Hey, listen, when I see and hear about these people that call themselves woke, all I can think of is the Woking Dead. if you watch the show The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes.
That's exactly a lot of movement, no brain, you know?
No brains.
And no brains. And, you know, a long time ago, I used to think that Malcolm X was a bad guy.
Yeah.
But then as I've learned more about him, he was a great guy. He was a thinker. He knew what he was saying. He knew what he was doing. And Malcolm X had many different things. You can watch him on YouTube or whatever. But I think he was one of the smartest men that ever lived. And, of course, he told everybody to stay away from the Democrats.
He did.
So the Democrats had him done in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, and thanks so much. Done. Thanks so much for calling us, Joe. I you know, for many years I felt the same way about him too, until I started really listening to what some, and I don't agree with everything he had to say, but he's right. You know, he warned Black America, you know, decades ago about the left, you know, and the white liberal. You know, I was looking for the audio, but I can't find it, because I remember the one I always play with Malcolm X. And but he warned us. He warned Black America many years ago, right?
Yeah, he did. But his segregation views overshadowed his points, his good points.
All right, let's go to Dominic from Glendale Heights. Dominic, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
How you doing, guys? First off, it's Marvin Gaye. That's number one. Second, if you want to get your message out, you got to get it to the people that don't listen to this show.
Right.
And third, voter ID would cure everything.
Yeah.
They could not cheat with voter ID.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree with you,
Think
Dominic.
About that. You need an ID for everything else but the vote? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's so funny that you talk about that, Dominic, because I was watching some, I was reading up on some stuff about people, why they're so against voter ID, and they're like, well, they don't want to make it affordable for people to get. Well,
it's free. It's free to get it from the government.
But these same people fly, you know, I mean, and especially, so what really makes me upset and flustered and frustrated, they make it appear as if Black people are beneath this. They don't. They're too stupid to know how to get an ID.
Let me say this: how many Black people drive cars?
Right, a lot.
You got to have a driver's license, right? That's an ID. Yeah. That's your ID. How many Black people have to go cash a check?
Right.
If you don't have a driver's license, you are given a free state ID if you can't afford it.
When did that happen?
Well, you know what? Listen, when I engaged the left about this issue, when I'm on Progressive Radio or whatever, and I engage them on this issue, they use old people as the victims.
Right.
You know, like Ricky Hendon said, when I was in charge of this district, do you know how many old people can't get out and go vote or get an ID so they're able to vote? He said it's a burden on old people, old Black people.
No, it's not, because, you know, young people can take them to get these services done. There's services for everything, and you're going to tell me there's no service to take care of old people to go get a state ID, to go vote?
Dominic,
come on.
Dominic,
what?
When my grandmother was alive, my grandmother used to use this service in Chicago. It took her wherever she wanted to go, anywhere she wanted to go. The city of Chicago provided that for seniors. You telling me? See, don't with that.
I know both of you are right. Remember, I used to own my own business. I was a non-emergency transportation provider.
Yeah.
Medicaid reimburses the drivers
to
do all of that. Trust me, I know you're right.
Correct.
I'm just telling you what I hear all of the time when I engage the left. They're going to keep saying it's a burden on old people. That's what they always have a victim in mind to pick.
You're missing something here. You're not watching the whole picture. Watch people like McConnell, Lindsey Graham, the so-called people who call themselves Republicans. They don't want voter ID because they can't play in the game also.
Yeah.
If there's a voter ID, they lose in the game.
Right. Thanks so much for calling us, Dominic. Thanks so much. You know, to say that requiring a voter ID to vote is racist, How asinine is that?
I know it's stupid. And trust me, everything you're saying is facts. I'm just telling you the one victim that they use to push their agenda, and it's always old people. They can't get around their, you know, they're the victim.
Yeah, and you heard Carol Davis when she was on our show Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, the different things they're trying to do here. But in the state of Illinois, you want to have election month or election season, as she calls it. She calls it election season.
Yeah.
You want to do all these different aspects of voting? Provide ID.
Okay.
That simple.
Yeah.
Provide ID. You want to change Illinois? This is why we need the Supreme Court. This is the very reason why we need the Supreme Court and the Attorney General's office. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a fighter in the Attorney General office in a very long time. That's a Republican, but could care less about party apparatus.
Right.
We need that. And that's why we need Tom DeVore to become our next Attorney General. We have to make sure he's that, because he's not going to care about party. He's going to go after anybody that's corrupt.
Right.
That simple. Sean talks about the corrupt politicians. Well, guess what? Put Tom DeVore in there, and I guarantee you that changes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Hope so. I just don't see how you can get us back to normal as far as this voter ID, register on the spot, mail-in ballots. It's an uphill climb, man, and I don't think Illinois can turn back.
Yeah. Let's go to David from Lansing. Welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hi, guys. I called in to agree with that last caller. He said in order to win in Illinois, in other words, Republicans, you have to convince people outside of the ones that, you know, a lot of people listen to this station. And those people, the Democrats, when they vote, Rush Limbaugh said it this way, they're voting for Santa Claus. They're voting for free stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really free. What happens is Santa Claus has only so many toys and elves to put them together. And he has to take loans out. And when these loans come due, it's sort of like a quasi-loan. It's not exactly a loan. It's inflation because Santa Claus, you know, makes more toys. This is the government printing money. That's a tax on everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody pays for that in the world. And Santa Claus can only deliver so many toys, and he's got to charge more. And pretty soon people... those loans come in, and everybody pays. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you're going to pay for it. And the people on the Democrat side don't understand that. They don't understand that they have to eventually pay for that.
David, I do believe Black America's waking up. I do believe Latinos and Latin America, I think they're all waking up. I think they're realizing. Tom DeVore and Darren Bailey was just with Tyrone Muhammad from the ex-cons. The ex-cons for community and social change. They were at a press conference on a march in downtown Chicago against all these weed dispensaries. They're doing it. They're doing something that Republicans haven't done in a very long time. Engage in communities, especially communities that will never vote for us. If you just show up, sometimes just showing up. And that's why I have people from on my own radio show of opposing views. And we have this discussion. Because if we can't have a discussion about what's affecting the Black community, the brown community, I'm sorry, we'll never change it. We will never change it.
I'm optimistic.
I am too.
I'm optimistic.
I am too.
That the Democrats can wake up. It's a matter of educating them on the Democrat side. It's a very difficult thing when you've received free stuff for so long to say, okay, well, I'm going to vote against getting free stuff now. I'm going to go to work. That's, you know, it's like momentum, you know. But hopefully some of these documentaries like 2,000 Mules and everything,
Uncle Tom too,
to the corruption.
Yeah. Well, Dave, we got to go to break, but thanks so much for calling. But listen, we're in a culture war. Please understand, you got to engage and fight in this culture war for the soul of this state and this nation. We'll be right back.
He's Sean Thompson.
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
And this is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
Well, welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. Now, this is B96 music right here, for real, Verlon. That's what you call B96 music right there. Pistol Pete. You clowning. You. I got you. You clowning with the music today. I appreciate that. You're fitting my vibe a little.
What is that music called?
What?
Since you know so much about it, what is it called?
I didn't say. Well, boy. Boy, I almost.
I know you almost slipped. It's techno. It's like semi-techno music.
I never said I listened to it.
I'm telling you what it is.
But I'm telling you, I never said I listened to it. That's your stuff. That's why you ain't got that black card anymore. you know that, though. Let's go to Mary Ellen from the Northwest Side. Welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Oh, hello there. Hey. I was just listening to the conversation, and I still go to an African-American church, but not in Chicago. But I know how you all think.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening to Brandon Tatum, and I love him, too. And he said, he was talking to Charlie Kirk, and they were talking about, you know, the candidates and whatnot. And he says, the problem is the Republicans and the conservatives, they've never really gone into the communities face to face and sit down and say, hey, let's talk.
Yeah.
What concerns you? You know, go to the black churches, because I've heard many people say, well, whatever pastor thinks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I will say that Bailey and DeVore are doing that. I can't say that they are doing that. I know they've been out in the black churches, they've been in the black communities, they've been on the west side, they've been on the south side, they've been on the east side. So they are going out there.
Beautiful.
So appreciate your call, Mary Ellen.
Yes, great.
All right, thank you. Oh, I love this. Michael from Bridgeview, you got a story to tell us. Tell us.
Yeah. Hey, John and Laverne, good to hear you guys during the week.
Thank you.
Hey. I knew she's gone now, but back when Obama was running for his first term, I knew an elderly black lady, disabled, living on limited means, and she was all excited about Obama, praise her heart, and I said, you're going to vote? And she said, yeah, I'm going to vote for the first time ever. My point being, she's disabled, living on limited means, and she had an idea at 93 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
You had a lot of that when Obama ran for office. A lot of people who voted for the first time. And listen, I mean, you can't deny that his presidency wasn't monumental for the black community.
Without a doubt.
The thing is, he never did anything for the black community.
Without a doubt, again.
But I got to ask.
I can't agree more, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask the question. Was that racist?
What's racist?
For a black person to never have voted for all those years, but then when Obama ran, and that's when they voted.
Okay, so you're the left.
Was that racist?
Vilan, thank you so much for calling, Mike. Mike Vilan, I really believe you're probably a little bit of leftist in you.
No, is that racist?
How is it racist for somebody that never voted, but will vote for the first time for a black person?
That's racist. Just like Colin Powell. He never voted Democrat.
Do you know her?
But then when Barack Obama ran, he switched and voted Democrat.
But
that racist?
Wait, time out. Do you know the lady?
No, I don't know the lady.
Okay, so how can you determine? See, that's what the left does. The left takes the left takes perception and makes it reality. That's what the left does. So a majority of everything that passes in D.C., especially everything that happens that passes in the state of Illinois, most of it, 90-something percent of the things that passes in Illinois from the left, they take perception and then they take these issues and they highlight them without even having any substance to them.
I just want people to use their common sense. It's not a white person that you could have voted for all those years, but you wait for a black man to run and that's when you vote?
Oh,
come on, man. That's racist.
Come on, man. You're losing it, Vilan. Guys, call in and let's have a day, a go at Vilan, the troublemaker, because he's causing too much trouble. You listen to the Sean Thompson Show. We'll be right back.
He's a jackass.
From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I said, this looks like a job for me, so
welcome back. Hour three of the Sean Thompson Show. I'm John Anthony, host of the hit radio show heard every Saturday, Black and Right Radio, from 12 to 3. I brought my buddy, the troublemaker, along for the ride today to fill in for Sean Thompson. And you're causing trouble.
That's right. I got two people on the line that agree with me.
Whatever.
Don and okay. Miss Maine.
Okay. Let's go quickly to Don. Don, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hey, John. No offense intended or anything, but if that person voted for Obama for the first time just because Obama was black, technically, yeah, that's racist.
Thank you, Don.
It's not hateful, but it goes beyond prejudice.
Thank okay. you.
Well, what's the definition of racist? Blah.
Well, the definition of
it's
race...
It's changed, but what's the original definition?
Nah, I don't know about original. I know right now in the dictionary is, if you don't control the levels of power, you know what I'm saying? If one group does, it's racist. Okay. So that's what the left uses all the time.
So my questioning, my reasoning in my mind, how is it racist for somebody... Maybe she never even found... Maybe, the reason why I said, do you know her? You don't know it. Maybe she just never saw anybody that she was willing to vote for, and she felt pride in voting for Barack Obama to become the first, which Ados would disagree
with.
Well,
that's a possibility. Right. I voted for Obama in 08.
Yeah, I didn't.
I felt he deserved the opportunity. If he screws up in 4 years, I'll vote for someone else.
Yeah, but
I know you
deserved
older.
The opportunity.
Yeah.
Don, I know you're old enough to remember the days, because I used to sit around with my family watching the TV in the front room, and all they used to say when we was watching the elections, oh, man, Bill Clinton, he got some black in him, and he got that name, the first black president. You mean to tell me this woman didn't see Bill Clinton? She voted Democrat anyway. She didn't see Bill Clinton and wanted to vote for him? Or it's no president, no white guy.
Well, we don't know.
Out of all the years she's been alive, she didn't pay attention to anybody she wanted to vote for until she saw Barack Obama. She saw that skin color.
It's incomplete.
She saw that skin color. She saw
the
skin
color. Thanks so much for calling us, Don. Appreciate it. It's incomplete. We don't know. Let's go to Miss Marie. Call back. What's up?
Is this for Miss Marie?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Verlon. The other way I'm looking at it is I believe it's a civic right, a actual responsibility of every American to vote. And if she was in her 90s, and again, like Verlon said, she couldn't, there was nobody?
Thank you.
See,
nobody in all those years, there's at least something up
you.
With that.
Love it.
That's okay.
Yeah, see, but see, Ms. Marie, I can probably go more with the not being a responsible citizen for not voting than I can go with her being raped. We don't know her. We can't impugn that her character, saying that she was a racist. We don't know her. We don't know her story. I mean, maybe we have no idea about anything about this woman. So to say that she's racist, I mean, that's what the left does. They throw these names at you, you know, when they don't have all the information. And I think that's why I say, if I had known her, if I know who she is, why she didn't vote, have questioned her. See, I'm an interrogator. I was a hostage crisis negotiator. So my thing is, let's interrogate. Let's find. I mean, she's no longer here, but let's find out who she is. That's what I do, right? Thank you.
I see that. I see it all. I can see that point too.
Thank you, Miss Marie. Before, because we're gonna say, Phil, you hold the line. I see you there. Terry and Greg, I gotta do this interview before I go to you guys, but I gotta go to this interview first. Because, as you said, as I started off the show, and I've said numerous times throughout this show today, and on my show, you know, I have this hashtag, flip the ballot. Most people, when they vote, they vote for that front side. They'll flip it over. Some do, some don't. But please flip the ballot this year. Because I'm sure in some areas you're going to have to flip the ballot because you don't have a lot of candidates. In a lot of Chicago wards, you probably won't have to do it because you won't have a lot of Republicans who are running against these Democrats. But we have to make sure that we win the Illinois Supreme Court. As I've said, we have not held the Illinois Supreme Court, the Republican side of the aisle, has not held the Supreme Court since 1964. The Supreme Court has been used as the backdrop for every single item. Every single agenda item. When we tried to change the, when we tried to go after and change the pension system in Illinois, I voted to change the pension system. Guess who stopped it from going through? The Illinois Supreme Court. It is the backdrop for everything leftist. You want to know how Illinois really became a leftist state?
First of all, we had no attorney general going after these people, not challenging, not defending the people. Because remember, the attorney general works for the people, not for the governor. That's how that's supposed to work. But that's not how it works. And we have to make sure people really understand what the Illinois Supreme Court has, the power that it possesses, and how it can flip and switch and change the trajectory of the state of Illinois if we win it. That's why Mark Kern, who's running for Illinois Supreme Court, I believe, 2nd District, and Michael Burke, who's running for the 3rd District, we have to make sure that they win. That's why I wanted to have Colonel Larry Kafish on to talk about the Illinois Supreme Court. I mean, because he and what we have to do is tie in the corruption. Sean likes to talk a lot about corruption.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Kern, both of the Supreme Court, the Democrats, just got $500,000 from J.B. Pritzker. I think yesterday or today, or they're working on getting it. Colonel Kafish, talk to us about how important it is to win this Supreme Court seat. But you also have been working on uncovering a lot of the corruption that's tied to the opponents of Mark Kern and Michael Burke, correct?
That's correct, John. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be on with you this evening. As you mentioned and you referred to, this race is the most consequential race in Illinois this cycle, okay? The governor's race is highly important. It's super critical. But this is a 10-year cycle. So the impacts of the court on the state of Illinois can't be emphasized enough. And as you mentioned, since 1964, we're going on 58 years, the Supreme Court has had a majority Democratic lean.
Yeah.
We have an opportunity to flip it for the first time in 58 years. And that would make dramatic changes to the state of Illinois, which we all know has to have some change. We cannot continue down the same path. You know, when you look at this candidate, you know, first I got to tell you, when you look at Mark Kern, if you want to talk about a savant leader,
yeah,
someone who selflessly serves, you are talking about Mark Kern. Let me tell you what he did. So Mark was the longest serving sheriff in Lake County a few years ago. And when he got the assignment, he said, you know, for me to really be able to do my job to the best of my ability, I need to learn it inside and out. So he volunteered. He volunteered to be an inmate in the jail that he was going to be running for an entire week so he could experience.
I remember that.
It's unheard of. I mean, I don't know of any other sheriff that has done that. He may not be the only one, but let me just say it's very, very rare. But what it does is it shows you the kind of character he is. He's selfless. He's committed. He's committed to service. Obviously, he's a great man of faith. He's a phenomenal leader, and he is the most genuine person you will meet. Truly authentic.
That's true.
Now, he's one. Yeah, and you've met him. You know him.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal man, and the more I know him, the more impressed I get. And
he's qualified for the job.
Oh, without question. Absolutely. And what do you want in this job as a judge? You want somebody who is going to ensure justice. That's what you want.
That's it.
What you don't want is anybody associated, even remotely close to corruption. Now, let me get to Elizabeth Rochford, his opponent.
Yeah.
So she publicly announced that she gave money to Edwin Burke, the longest-serving alderman in Chicago, after his house and his office were raided by the FBI for racketeering and bribery charges. Okay, so she gave money to them. The feds called Burke thoroughly corrupt, and they said there was no need to entrap Burke because his hand was always out, and he had been that way throughout his entire career. To make matters worse, Edwin Burke's wife, Anne, is a Supreme Court justice right now.
Yeah.
She recently, and you probably, it's been public news, right? So she recently announced she's going to step down and she's going to retire. Obviously, the legal woes of her husband have a big play, and who knows how far this is going to go. But this is unfortunately, it's the crony, corrupt capitalism we see in Chicago politics and corrupt politics across the country. And as you mentioned also, what more do you need to know than to have the worst governor in the country give $500,000 to your campaign?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's arguably one of the most corrupt as well. Obviously, he's going to push this Safety Act, and this is the most horrendous act that's going to create great troubles for the city and the state. We all know it. We can see this coming. This is not a hard one to predict. And when he has to go to the Supreme Court, he's going to want a judge in his back pocket. And that's why he did this. So that is what we absolutely need to avoid at all costs. We do not need any more Chicago corruption polluting the state, running people out of the state,
yeah.
and making it number one in only one category, the state people are leaving from fastest.
Wow.
We need a guy or a woman who's a savant leader who gives selflessly in order to take care of the people of Illinois. And this race is so critical for that.
It really is.
And I don't think you can find a better man than Mark Curran, the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and Larry, Colonel Kayfish, how can people get involved? Because, you know, he can't come out and ask requests for money because he's running for judge. So how can people give to his campaign? How can people come out and help during the campaign to push him over the finish line?
Yeah, please go to Mark Curran for Supreme Court. Go to his website. If you can donate, please donate. If you can volunteer, please volunteer. You don't have to do a lot. If everybody does a little, we're going to get the job done. Now, there's no question his opponent has all the big money coming from Pritzker, coming from other corrupt politicians out of Chicago. But we need to make sure we, the people of Illinois, take care of Mark Curran and make sure we get him elected. This would be huge. This would make great ramifications across the state. And, yeah, I hope and pray everybody can get involved and get to know Mark. If you know Mark, you're going to love Mark. So go to his website. Sign up for a volunteer. Try to attend one event where you can speak to him if you don't know him already, and you will be surprised.
Yeah.
He blows me away every time I interact with him because of the genuineness, the
yeah.
goodness, and the character. And
yeah.
it's a beautiful thing, and that's what we need.
Well, Colonel, thanks so much for joining us on the Sean Thompson Show today. I got to get you guys. You got to come into studio with me one day on my show.
I would love to. I love listening to your show. You let me know when you want me, and I'll be there.
All right, I've been trying to get Linda on it, but she, you know, she's a bum. She doesn't come out and come on and come on radio shows. So she's a bum. Let her know.
she's listening. I'm sure.
I'm sure she
and
is.
You know,
yeah.
She grinds it out, but she likes to stay
All
in
right.
the background.
All right,
but she's awesome.
Well, Colonel,
yeah.
thanks so
God
much.
Bless
for, thanks so much for coming on. And guys, go out and help get Mark Curran, who's running for the Supreme Court judge in the 2nd District. Let's get him elected. Let's also get Michael Burke, who's running in the 3rd, elected. You listening to the Sean Thompson Show? We'll be right back.
Oh, you bum.
He believes in freedom, capitalism, and individual liberty. And because of that,
he's become an enemy of the state.
He's Sean Thompson, and this is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
I'm never gonna
Yes! Yes, that's why I love Pistol Pete.
Oh, God. Yeah. Welcome back to the Sean Thompson. Let me get this off. Cut the music. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. Troublemaker, you happy about that, aren't you?
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's why I love Pistol Pete.
Whatever.
He my guy.
Whatever. I'm the host of the hit show heard every Saturday at Black and White Radio. If you haven't followed my show, please go Facebook. I'm on every major, every social media platform at Black and White Radio. I'm building up my Rumble crowd. So, since YouTube kicked me off, yeah, no longer have my. Do I sound sour about that?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Bitter, very bitter.
I'm very bitter. Let's go to Charlie from Wheeling. Charlie, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hello. I just wanted to compliment you two gentlemen. What a wonderful show you have. And I wish you were on every day of the week. I listen to your show on Saturdays, John, and Black and White, and it's so good. But you guys are so great. We need to get Sean to take a leave of absence.
Oh, my God.
For a long time. I just love you guys to death. Thank you. I wish you could go on VON, maybe argue with the hosts that they have, because they're pretty tough.
You know,
yeah,
I do that.
Rough.
I do
yeah,
that.
Does that.
I does that. I'm probably the only person that hangs around with these guys that do that.
Yeah,
they won't lower themselves to that standard.
Well, I monitor a lot of different radio, and gosh, they're brutal. And you know how awful this country is, and how awful certain groups are in this country. It's like what?
Yeah,
and you're such a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
What a great team you make! I just wanted to compliment you to the nth degree.
Thank
That's
you, Charlie.
All.
Thank you.
You know, you can call in. You can call in to Jeff and Black White Marcus and let them know that as well. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks so much for calling us, Charlie.
I will. Thank you. God
All
bless
right.
you. Thank you.
All right. But you know what?
That's just it. We do believe in how we do believe America is exceptional. We still believe that this country, in spite of its flaws, is still the greatest country in this universe. I mean, in this world.
That's true.
Right?
I won't disagree with that one bit.
All right, here we go. Phil from Blue Island. No, I'm just kidding, Phil. What's up, bud?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I thought you might want to hold off.
I know. I saw the text.
Now, I've been listening, right? And Verline, I don't know. I don't know if you've taken what white pill you've taken today, right?
Oh, I saw that. I see that.
There's this lady who called who said, I know how y'all think.
Right? I heard that.
That was racist.
Okay. Go ahead. No, I'm gonna let you finish.
No, let me get this list out real quick because there's been a couple of things that's been said. No offense. No offense. Or I'm not trying to. No offense intended. And then you offend, right? He did nothing for black people. Speaking of Obama,
he didn't. Prove it. Show me.
Okay. Again. That's idiotic for you to say that.
That's your opinion,
right? I know. Again, you have a right to say it. Civic right. This lady that Verline is castigating, she might have been in a time where we did not have the civil rights until 1963 the Voting Rights Act.
That's fair.
Right?
That's
fair. And so now Verline just said that other people going on VN, a black-owned and produced radio station and show, would lower their standards to that lower themselves to that standard.
So right.
Is Phil the racist police?
He must be the racist police.
Are you the racist police today, Phil?
No, I'm listening to this racist show with black hosts.
Wait, hold on. So you look at everything through the prism or the lens of race. We don't. Time out. Hold on. Now, I let you finish. You let me finish. You see everything through the prism of race. I don't, Phil. Guess what? There are a lot of white people that say y'all. You know why? Because they're either from the South or they grew up around a lot of black folk that don't make them racist. Phil?
And let me tell you something, Phil. Let me tell you something. I'm not lockstep with anybody. When it's time for me to leave the reservation, whether it's the Republic reservation, Democrat reservation, black reservation, I leave. Like, I agree with you on police issues, criminal justice issues, but I agree with the right when it comes to financial issues and social issues like abortion or whatever else. I'm an independent thinker. And I talk about the subjects. So I'm not going to be blackety black every time I wake up and when I go to sleep. I listen to BIN, Black Information Network. Me and my daughter was in the car the other day listening to it. You heard black 1,000 times. If you can't get away from the word black this, black that. Just imagine if it was a white station and they said the White Information Network and white woman business owner, white guy business owner. Turn on that station. That is total racism. That's racism.
Let me ask you about your station.
Hurry up because I got to go to break, Phil.
Lower themselves to that standard.
Yeah.
When you're talking about when you're talking about WVON, what standard do they hold?
A racist standard. Everything, that whole prism is through race.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And Phil, with that, we got to go. All right. Thanks so much for calling Mr. Judge. He's the judge of all things racist and racism.
Dumbass!
Yeah. Oh, come on. No. He's just misunderstood. You listening to the Sean Thompson Show. We'll be right back.
Make money, smoke cigars, and live free on the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. Filling in for Sean Thompson. I'm John Anthony, host of Black and Right Radio. I got to get my... You hear that? Maybe that's what Norman from Rockford is talking about. You know,
No, it's not that. You just get dry mouth.
Yeah. It's dry very mouth. Dry in here.
Yeah.
You see how much water I go through. People think I drink coffee. Is that coffee that I'm drinking?
No, that's water. I'm the one drinking coffee.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water during this show because it's so dry in here. Let's go to Greg. Greg's been holding a long time. Greg, thanks so much for holding.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
You know, when people talk about knowing what other people think, I think one of the things we need to get rid of is thinking in terms of black and white. We have to think in terms of ideas. And I've made that point before on your show.
Yeah.
We all have the similar view of what we want for our country and our families. And I would just go back to maybe the last hour and cite something by Thomas Sowell, because I'll watch the old firing lines with Thomas Sowell on there, and he said at the beginning of the 20th century, the black family made tremendous improvements and increases in their wealth and in their ability to get themselves out of the past dilemma that they were placed into. And they rose as fast as any other group. And why did they do that? Because they had a common ideal to support their families, just like everybody else does.
Yeah.
Those aren't black and white issues. Those are human issues.
That's right.
So, and when people build in dependencies for others, that's when you run into problems. And who started that with all those programs, whether it be the New Deal or the New Society? And that's when things go off the rails. In the 40s, I mean, the black teenagers had a very good employment record. It just like anybody else. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to bring up is when you debate the ideas, I mean, and you talk about the ability to convey a message through a particular lens or a perspective, there was nobody better than Malcolm X. Again,
yeah,
if you want to go back,
true.
You can look back. Go back and look at some of those old YouTube videos of where he's sitting across the table from like, I think it's like Floyd Kelber and some of these old Chicago, Len O'Connor, another guy.
Yeah.
You can't ruffle that guy.
No, not at all.
He's dressed impeccably. He's focused. He has an issue. He defends his point beautifully.
That's true.
That's what you need. Social media destroys all that. It takes away the face-to-face. When you're debating a guy like Malcolm X and he's in your face, you can't run behind a phone and text something and be, you know, throw out a pejorative.
Yeah, you may lose
he's
your
right
teeth
there.
Too. You may lose your teeth too.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
I have a question for you, Greg. I keep hearing about the numbers. I listen to all these people speak, Malcolm X, Thomas Sowell, and a few others, how good the numbers were amongst black people before we were desegregated. Do you think we were better off when we had segregation?
Oh,
absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah. No, absolutely not. I mean, my perspective is the way things have been portrayed and the way we've been played is to look at people through the prism of their nationality
yeah.
or the race or whatever.
Which is what Phil
we don't
was trying
look
to
at
do.
The human. We don't look at the human being. We don't look at the ideas. We don't look at the perspectives. And going back again. To what Bailey has to do and what we've been, as a country, very, very poor at doing is engaging and communicating with other groups.
Which is what we do
just
here.
We don't want to do it. Well, exactly what you guys do.
Yeah.
You break down the barriers. Yeah. And unfortunately, the barriers still exist to some extent.
They do.
So.
All right. So thanks so much for calling us, Greg. Thanks so much for holding.
No problem, man.
Let's go to Rich from Indian Head Park. Rich, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hey, John. Hey, Berlin. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
How's it going, man?
Good. Listen, what I wanted to say, if all the Republicans in the country had Sean's positive attitude, maybe we can vote all of these whiny Democrats out of office.
I'm not Sean.
Then,
I'm John. I'm John. I'm not Sean.
I said John.
Oh.
Well, I'm saying it, Sean's positive attitude that he had earlier when you talked to him.
Okay. Yeah.
We can vote all of these lying Democrats out of office.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're state prosecutors, mayors, governors, even a president and vice president. We can impeach them. The idea is to get these people out of office. And like Sean said earlier, that would be an upgrade. Thanks, and you guys have a good night.
You
Thank
too.
You so much, Rich. That would be an upgrade. He's right, though.
Yeah,
he you is. Know, it's. But you're not positive for Illinois change, though.
No, not for Illinois. No, it's Illinois. It's done, especially after November the 8th. If people don't wake up and vote at least for Darren Bailey and Stephanie Trussell and take that Supreme Court, like you said, so we can have a stopgap measure,
man, this state is done.
You know why I'm done. You know why I'm optimistic. You know, I used to be a member of the Optimist International. So you tend to look at every, literally, that's a group, that's a club in Oswego, Illinois. Shout out to them. They do great work. I'm optimistic because I know and understand that what makes this country great is its people. And I look to the states of Florida and Texas. Remember, they used to be blue. These were Democrat-led governors who ran in these states. And I really believe we just need somebody there who can clearly articulate what's out there. I mean, and do it in a way that's not, because I think sometimes Republicans, we get caught up in the weeds and we allow the media to throw us in the weeds and we get stuck there, you know, especially like abortion. Guess what? In Illinois, abortion is not the issue. It is an issue, but it is not the issue. Mm-hmm. So when media tries to talk to you about that, you know what? I'm done with that. Move on. Do you have any other question you want to talk to me about? You want to talk about, you know, unemployment? You want to talk about the Safety Act? You want to talk about these things? You want to talk about how we help people get food on that kitchen table? You know, you want to talk about lowering prescription drug medicine and things of that nature? Let's talk about those things, the kitchen table issues, things that people talk about on a daily basis. Not this abortion. Get away from it. Stop talking about it. Don't make people let you talk about it. Push back against these idiots. Go ahead.
Well, I just got through arguing with my brother last night for 2 hours, over 2 hours. And he's of the mindset that most black people are.
Yeah.
There's no difference between either party. The pendulum swings back and forth. He brought up Rauner as his talking point. Like, what good did he do? What good did he do for his first his tenure?
Yeah.
2 years he tried. I try to fight for him every time. Well, he tried, but then he gave in big time with sanctuary state, abortion, everything else. And I like I told my brother, he gave in to his wife, basically. His wife got in his ear. And he says it does not matter. There's no excuse for weak men. There's no excuse for Pat Quinn. There's no excuse for any of these governors that we've had in recent history.
I take Pat Quinn over J.B. Pritzker any day of the week, though.
But, yeah, I agree.
Listen, I served under Pat Quinn. You could have a conversation with Pat Quinn.
Yeah.
Pat Quinn would have not taken and led this country, led this state into the doldrums of idiocracy and tyranny. Pat Quinn wouldn't have done that.
But I'm talking about the mindset of most black people. They don't see any difference.
Yeah.
And I get tired of arguing with them. They just don't. They don't care.
But that's just the point. Don't argue. Converse. What I've learned throughout my years and how I've been able to bring so many black people to our side and to our argument is to find the silver lining. A lot of people don't want, that takes a lot of hard work to do.
It's social issues with black people. They don't care
not
about the politics.
Not all.
Most.
Not all.
Most. The percentage that you're talking about is so minute, it's not worth talking about.
Yeah. Guys, hold the line. I'll take your calls when we get back. You're listening to the Sean Thompson Show. We'll be right back.
He will never negotiate his constitutional rights with the government. Live free or die on the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
Try Jesus.
Oh.
Not oh. me. Cause I throw hands.
That's right. Toby.
Try Jesus. Please don't try me. Because I fight.
Welcome back to the Sean Thompson Show. That's Toby. Boy.
I know what
I love
say.
That dude, man. You ever listen to his music, Belon?
Of course.
I love that dude, man. He's a unique individual in his music, man. I've downloaded everything he's made thus far, especially that one, because sometimes you got to remind people, like I had to remind you a couple of weeks ago about that life, bro.
Not like I was,
you know. But please, you have no clue, Valon. No clue. None. Mm-hmm. I can't even talk about some of the stuff on air, but we're not gonna do that. Let's go back to the phone line. Hey, Don, call back. I saw that you were on. Call back. I wanted to take that call. Pat from Chicago, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show.
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call. Pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure.
Two quick things here. I thank you very much for sharing your knowledge and perspective on the inner workings of the political sphere. It's very important, the things that you're addressing. And I must say, man, as a white guy, Honestly, I learned so much from hearing other perspectives, and specifically of black and brown people, because yeah. I've just been in my world all my life,
yeah.
and people like you and Larry Elder and Brandon Tatum and Terrell 2.0
yeah.
help reaffirm that we're all just humans. You know, sure. it's regardless of skin color, you know, it's what makes sense to you, what's right and what's wrong. It doesn't matter the color of your skin.
That's right.
So thank you very much. And then secondly, it's so important. Please continue to drive home how important it is for the Attorney General and the Supreme Court elections
yes.
For our state. I don't think the average individual really understands the depth and importance and significance of those roles in the voting process.
I concur. I mean, I can't say it better than you said it, Pat. And then we appreciate the compliments. But, you know, one of the things I try to do is just I want to have conversations with people. We have to have conversations. We have to engage in the culture. We have to make sure people understand policy and politics. A lot of people don't. And then and thanks so much for calling, Pat. But then, and Valon, you know, there are people who want us not to talk about these issues. Phil was my main example. And there are other people don't shine light on what's happening in the black community. Well, if we don't shine light, how are we going to save them? How are we going to change them? Listen, man, as I've said before, black America is proud. Black America is beautiful. What they've been able to do in society, not just in America, but throughout the world, and to basically say that we're reduced to our skin color, we're more than that. We're bigger than that. We're better than that. We're greater than that. Right.
Yeah, but 95% of us as black people have bought into that. Everything goes through your blackness. The whole ideology is see me first, who I am, and that's my skin color, not my character.
Right.
And sorry, there's nothing we can do about it right. now.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go through a lightning round. We got about 2 minutes left in the show, so you guys got to be quick. The calls, I want to get these last five calls out. Go quick. Robert from Bloomingdale, quick, go. Thanks for the
song. I can't believe that on a WGN poll that Spalding is actually ahead of Bailey. I think it's fake news. I think Bailey's going to win. What do you think?
It's going to be close. Hopefully Bailey does win. Thanks so much for calling, Robert. Let's go to MC from Northwest Indiana. Thanks for calling the Sean Thompson Show. Go.
Okay, Jennifer Ruth Green. She's running for the first congressional seat in Indiana.
Uh-huh. Oh, well. Who is?
Against our van. Jennifer Ruth Green.
Okay. Have her call the Black and Right Show. I'd love to interview her. Thanks so much for calling, MC. Let's go to Michael from the South Side. Michael, welcome to the Sean Thompson Show. Really quick.
John, Verlon, thank you for taking my call. Very quick question. Are we sure that the same, when we're talking about the Safety Act,
quickly.
Is the same act committed by, I guess, the celebrity going to be, or Ooh. A connected person going to be treated the same
talk
as an act convicted, like, committed against an ordinary citizen?
Juicy Smollett. Hey, we got to go. I'm so sorry, Michael. Call back tomorrow. I'll be hosting tomorrow. Verlon, thank you. Pistol Pete, Bunny, guys, you guys make me sound great today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Don't just have a great night. Have an American night.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.